And that's what I do for a lot of the influencers that I work with and a lot of the clients I work with is like they want to work with people that are telling their story and putting their brand out there and sharing their voice. And so I think it's really important that and there's no other conference specifically like this. So I really love that part of it. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it and be invited.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Hey, we're here with Moni Jefferson. Hi, Moni. How are you?
Good. Hey, guys. Thank you for having me, Mara, and CreatorCon. Excited to be here.
I just want to say thank you for being here. And before we get started, you were the best interviewer that ever interviewed me. You were spectacular. So I almost feel shy that I am literally here, but we're just having a conversation. So I can just be a little chill, right? I don't have to be like, let me ask all the powerful questions like Moni does.
No. I'm excited. I really value our time together, and anytime I get to really just sit down and have conversation with other military members in our community to do all the things that we're doing.
Well, let's tell people a little bit about you, because you are a powerhouse of a human, let alone an amazing military spouse, a great example for other military spouse entrepreneurs, people who already are military. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Somebody's
you know, that's not
calling.
The first time I've done that. Where I've
it's
left
all
my
good.
Phone on. Anyway, so one of the cool things. Oh, did your dog love that? That was
yeah,
great.
He heard the phone ring.
He's like, I heard that. So one of the cool things that you've done is you have literally created your own community, but you've helped hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of military spouses to do what it is that everybody says they want to do, but not everybody can do. And you are one of the leaders in this area. In fact, I think I would go as far as to say you are the leader in terms of military spouse entrepreneurs elevating other military spouses. Now, I'm done kind of tooting your horn, even though I love you and I love what you've done. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit more about you?
Absolutely. It's always so hard. Like, when you read or somebody talks about you, it's you know these things, you do these things. We certainly don't do it for accolades or recognition. You know, I feel like I am a vessel and I have been put here on this earth to empower and elevate military spouse voices, especially in entrepreneurship and so many other things that I am currently working on. But, you know, really all started, in 2014, my son was starting preschool. I have three kids. My husband just retired, but we served for 23 years, or he served and I supported for 23 years. And we knew when he went in that I was going to support. I was going to be the parent at home and the person that was going to be the first line of duty for our family. Mm-hmm. And so around 2014, when my son started school, I found employment really hard to find because I was figuring, what am I going to do now? I'm going to be home. Nobody's home. All the kids are gone. Now I have my time back. What can I do? And it was really hard finding a job. I couldn't find one. And so I just started my own business in 2014. So my background is really in public relations, marketing, and communications. And that is what I attest the growth, expansion, brand recognition, and the work that we do at the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs from that lived experience and the education and all of the resources I've been able to be a part of in order to grow that organization.
Right. And it's incredible to me because AMSI to me is one of the great organizations, has a tremendous membership and is thriving and as a community. And I think that's spectacular and it means a lot to me as a relatively new military spouse. So thank you for having a community that I can also be a part of in addition to what we do. So thank you for that. So tell me a little bit, I read something. I read that you started a couple of apps and I didn't know this. So I want to know more.
Oh gosh. Okay. So, you know, when you're, I didn't know anything about the word visionary until I started a small business and, you know, you take all the classes and everything. And at the time, I was thinking, like, what can be created that does not exist? And I'm an innovator at thought. Like, even, you know, things that I have coming up, I'm like, how can we make it different, unique, impactful?
Right.
Yes, I have created and launched two apps. One of them was a co-founder with Maria Reed, who is with Moving with the Military.
And that was my ultimate PCS. And we raised funds for that. We had a developer. We brought it into fruition. Before that, I had the mill cam and the mill emoji. So at the time, there were no military emojis in your phones.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I also had the mill cam, which at the time, this was like maybe 2017. Facebook still didn't have like the overlays where you could put like something underneath your photo. And so we created an app where it was all military lingo experiences. And it was just fun. And that was a learning experience. Technology costs a lot of money. And
especially back then. I mean, I hate to say it. Like today it's a little different because of AI and different things. But back then it was pricey.
It was a lot. And I raised funds for both and they were well received. And I had a lot of people very interested. And we had so many, like our app had over 10,000 downloads. Like it was so good, but it just cost a lot of money and time to grow the app. And I didn't have that around the same time. Well, about a year later, I launched the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs. And that really was pulling my heart. And so sometimes you just have to make decisions to that was great. And I had a good time and had the experience, but I'm being called to something else, something greater, actually.
No, and I think that that's very important because I think we do, in some ways, we're always iterating, right? We're always then pivoting and doing different things. So I think it's great when you kind of see that versus staying too long past that sort of peak where you're not happy. Like you're thrilled with, I think, what you did and the accomplishments. And then you just moved on to something that was really a little closer to your purpose. So I love that. It's interesting. You're going to meet, you don't realize this yet, but when you come to Military CritterCon, there are two, I think there are Navy veterans that built this app. It's this relational, almost like a CRM, but like a different baseline. Mm-hmm. It's really based on in AI and relationships and enriching data. I think you're going to be really fascinated to meet them. They're really quite cool people because of your background. That would be interesting. And who knows? So the other thing I wanted to know a little bit more about is, you know, you basically went to the White House or you're included somehow in the White House. Tell me a little bit about that.
So when I launched the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs, I was invited to the White House to speak and share more about the organization, its mission and accomplishments. And then that was probably a year into the organization. And then from when we started it, and then a year after that, I started working with the Center for Entrepreneurship, and we have been working on a bill for military spouse entrepreneurship to really have set aside funding and actually set aside program to help military spouses grow and move their business. There's really not a lot out there that supports military spouses in business endeavors. There's a lot for veterans, a lot, but there's not a lot for military spouses. And so my goal is to really come across and take a lot of this experience that I've had working with thousands of spouses in organizations and add and share and support and create change for the permanent. So I feel like I've done great things and there's so many organizations that are doing great things for entrepreneurship and military spouses, but the real change does come from legislation.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I was just talking to a nonprofit that was literally, we're just talking about exactly that, the policy making and the policy breaking in terms of some of the things that help our veterans and families. So I think you're absolutely right. That that touch point for you because of your experience level and being in the community so long and supporting so long, I think you make a huge difference. So I want to thank you for all the things you've done. And I know I don't like speak out of turn when I say you are a powerhouse and I just think it's awesome. So thank you for everything you do for the community, for the military spouse, specifically community, but I think you also enrich the veteran community because you're enriching so much the military spouse community. And I know my husband particularly is very fond of you, has been for many, many years. And when we met, he was like, you need to meet Moni. You're going to love Moni. And I'm like, yeah. Sure, I will. Okay, we'll see. I love you. Yes. So, yeah, absolutely. So, tell me a little bit now about your personal life because you have an amazing husband who I met at your summit, More Than a Male Spouse, which I want to mention because it was a great summit in the Arlington area. It happened last year. You've had it for years, right? But last year alone was at the Medal of Honor Museum and it was extremely nice and wonderful. And people should go to that. if you are a military spouse specifically and want to be involved in that, we'll give you some information on that in a little bit. But tell us about your personal life. Tell us a little bit about Moni.
Yeah, you know, I'm still learning about Moni, right? I turned 45 this year.
Congratulations.
I feel like I am in a space in my life where things are just great. I will be truly transparent. 2024 and 2025 about took me out, took your girl out. It was a very tough year for business. It was a very tough year personally. And I look back now and I'm like, man, I thought those 2 years were going to crush me. I'm still learning so much about myself just as a person. Yes, I've been married for 29 years this year. Roy and I have been married.
Roy's a pretty awesome guy. So I can kind of see how it would go longer because he's got an amazing heart. Just an easygoing guy, right?
I mean, we met in a super small town in Louisiana. And, you know, we have built this military life and this life together. And I'm really proud to be a part of that. Yeah. We have 3 kids. One's about to graduate from Temple University in Philly. So May, send me coffee, wine, prayers, whatever, because I have one graduating from college, one graduating from high school, one going to ninth grade. There's just so much going on. You know, I'm actually a very private person. I know it's like I'm on social. I'm always sharing things, but there are so many things that I keep really close to my heart. I love to travel. I'm a travel girly. I'm a food girly. Like I love to eat. And really, I am, you know, really embracing this season of just really getting to know myself, quality over quantity, finding peace and joy in the process. I always think like, and especially building a business or, you know, now that the kids are leaving, there are times where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have way too much quiet time, right? I'm like, I was praying for this.
Okay. And then you got it.
Oh, I have it. And I'll stand in the kitchen, literally walk around my island like 4 times. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? You know? And so really like in this season, it's about, you know, personal growth and development, strengthening my marriage and really doing a lot of the things that like we couldn't do when the kids were younger. Mm-hmm. My business, I'm really just looking to figure out how to navigate it, grow it, you know, leave a legacy and leave this place better than I found it. Like, that's really what I want to do if we come down to it. Like, I want to leave my family better, my community better, anybody that I meet, I want to leave them better than the way I found them. You know, that's really
insane because we have the same vision that, and I think that's why we align so nicely and we connect so well is because we both have that purpose to leave it better than we encountered it and to have impact that really, you know, even if it's one person for me, if it's one person, it makes such a difference in how I feel like I'm going to leave this world. So I love that. I have another question for you. It's interesting that you say you're a very private girl because I've always known you to be very transparent.
Transparent are 2 different things.
Yes, right? That's probably true. You're absolutely right. Yep. And so I'm going to ask you a question. If it makes you uncomfortable, just let me know. But what is because I know that you said 2024 and 2025 were tough years. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the one big thing you learned? Because obviously there's lots of learning probably in those 2 years.
Well, I mean, other than like, you know, you write down a plan, God laughs. I mean, that's the major one. But I'm going to split this up. So I'm going to share business-wise. Okay. I would say that sometimes, and especially in business when you're growing and you're making money, it's okay to slow down in the growth because sometimes you're making the wrong decisions and not the wrong – I would not say the wrong decisions, but there's so many great lessons learned. But if you sit back and you really listen, you really watch, there might be some orange flags you can pick up before they become red. That transition for me last year was really tough. I had to let go a team of 6 people that really supported me every single day for the past 6 – at the time, 5.5 years. And that was really hard for me because it was either – continue to pay them. And for some of them, I was their only client.
Right.
Or shut down the business. And strategically and as a business decision, I had to let everybody go. And that was right in the middle of transitioning my family to retirement. And so that was really a hard season for me. And I feel like I'm just now digging myself emotionally out of that. It's really hard to go from working with six. I mean, at some point I have 15 people on my team, you know, that every day we had team, we were doing things, to literally working by myself and an assistant that's part-time. But yeah, the biggest business advice would be sometimes you don't need everything that you're purchasing.
That's a good one. I think that's a really good one. Need versus want, maybe.
Yeah. So there were so many things in that season that I learned, cutting back my team and then looking at all these programs and things that I was using and for overhead, and deciding, oh, I don't need that. I could just do this. Why was I paying $150 for that every month or things like that? So that would be business. Man, I would say for anybody in the military who's listening to this that's still active duty, I would say for personal marriage development and growth, I would say make yourself and your marriage a priority, because the military does not care.
No, they don't give a rat's ass. I don't mean to be polite.
And that uniform comes off, life completely changes.
Yeah.
And there's not only an identity shift and change for the member, but there's also for the spouse and the children. Mm-hmm. Obviously, don't talk about that enough. That's why I love Anna Larson, who has male spouse transition. She's really getting into that side of military spouse and children and the transition part. But take time now. Biggest life lesson learned from that is just take time now to invest in your personal counseling, development, growth, and your marriage, because it needs to be strong during transition.
Yeah, a transition in, as a peer civilian, of course, everybody knows I'm coining that phrase because that's me. Never was around the military space, nowhere, no how. But we have transitions. It's not the same kind of transitions, and some of them parallel, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it's a very different thing when your identity in some ways is completely taken away from you in that sense. And then there's zero support, you know, your family comes with you. So it's like everybody's at that, in that same sort of shock and awe, you know, time frame. You know, Anna's speaking, you probably know this, Anna's speaking at Military Creator Con, and she's on a wellness panel. She's going to talk about keeping yourself healthy as a military spouse in those kinds of transitions and different things. So I think she's going to talk a little bit about that. I'm not sure, but that's what I think. So those are very valuable things that I think you just brought to light. And I appreciate you sharing that with us, because I think it's hard for people like me or civilians to kind of understand the impact that transition has, and, you know, different phases of your life have on, based on the military background. Like for me, when I met and married James, I came after all of, that's why it's hard for me. You know this. It's hard for me to call myself a military spouse because it came after. I'm more like a veteran spouse, but we don't have that term. So it's hard. But then you and people like you are all like, no, you're a military spouse. You're dealing with all the after effects. It's just different. Yeah. Right.
And I think that sometimes those after effects are even worse than when they're members.
You know what? There's no way for me to know. All I know is what I got. So. But I agree. But I feel like all the deployments would have been really hard. Like I think about his ex-wife and all of that she went through with raising the children like you did, and the deployments and the PCSing by yourself. You know, sometimes like you're like a married single person a lot of the time, right? That's rough. And you're running a business.
Yeah.
Any advice for women who are doing that right now?
Man, I would, you know, that season was hella hard. I'm going to say that right now. I don't even know, like, in building the business right around then, like a year later, my husband deployed for a year. Like, it's just crazy how things happen. Biggest advice to any spouse that's wanting to start a business or is managing a business in this season. First thing I want to say is kudos to you, because you can definitely at any time decide, hey, I'm quitting, I'm waiting. But there's, when you're in the waiting, when there is a passion and a purpose that's burning inside of you, you trap your joy and your growth. So I would say give yourself grace and give yourself a realistic timeline of the things that you want to accomplish. You can't expect to be at the same place somebody else is. Like, for example, myself, right? If I have bigger, older kids.
I can travel, I can do more speaking events, I can do a lot more things than somebody who has smaller children, who needs childcare, who needs a family support system. So I would say to give yourself grace in this season, and the season that you're dying to have is going to come. Just find joy in the journey of getting there, because when you're there, you're going to look back and wish you were there. That makes
sense. Interesting. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And I would also say, you know, to people with young children, one of the things that I did to build my business, especially in like 2014 and 2017, was the YMCA offers 2 hours of childcare every day.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. So many things you don't know.
Yep. Nobody's coming to make sure you're on that treadmill, you know? So that's what I did in the early stages. I built while I was at the gym, you know? Right. And the other thing I would say is, you know, I think a lot of military spouses have a lot of shame around financial autonomy. And that's something that I struggled with too in the early stages of, you know, really trying to figure out, I want to generate revenue too. I want to support my family financially too. The work that we do at home to take care of our children, our military member, creating a safe, loving environment is, there's no price tag for that. Because
it's valuable.
Be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. But the financial autonomy is also really important to spouses. So one of the biggest advice I always say is to make sure you start a 401k. You can start a spousal one. You don't have to be working full-time or anything like that. Make sure you start one. And, you know, if your business is something that you really want to do, it is something that you and your family can invest in. You just have to be really strategic and smart about it. I talked to a spouse yesterday. You know, I coach. A lot of my coaching clients are military spouses that, you know, they want to start revenue. They feel so much shame from not bringing home money and having to use family funding to fund some of the things in their business. And there is no shame around that. Because when you make it, you can always reinvest it back into your family. So, you know, I just know, I mean, that's been a huge topic in two of my coaching calls this week with members that are part of my CEO hotline and spouses who are part of the community. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we carry. And I've felt that too. And I just want to encourage spouses to say, like, there is what you're doing, you cannot put a price tag on, and there is no shame in the season you're in, and you are going to make it. You just have to keep going. You have to be smart about it, and you have to ask for help, and you have to make it a priority in your family too.
I think what you said is very valuable in terms of asking for help. For me specifically, you know, with the conference and everything, it's really hard for me to ask for help, right? You know, you think you're this independent woman, things you don't know, right? There's stuff like, yeah, I did what I did, but this is new. Yeah. And there are people who know better and more than I do in this space. Ask for advice, ask for help, reach out. And those people I find are generally very generous with their care, and they're gracious with their time. So I think that's super important. It's interesting how much you bring in general to all of the topics you speak about. And I'm just so grateful. And I just want to thank you for being who you are and for contributing so much to our community and building up the spouses in our community. Thank you so much for being you and being here.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I forgot to ask you? Why the heck are you coming to Military Creator Con? Okay, I was so interested in you, of course. Which, of course, you're interesting.
Not much to be said. I mean, it is where the people are. I think that, so here's something that I really find unique about our military community. You know basically what all the events offer. This creator portion of it really speaks to me because I'm a creator at heart, right? Like I'm a visionary, innovator, creator, like, and I want to thrive in those spaces. I want to be a part of it because I feel like I can also not only give but receive so much value and connect. Like, I want to connect with other military creators and people in the community that are doing different things. That's really how we just continue to evolve our ecosystem, continue to evolve our creator ecosystem. Like, military spouses and veterans bring so much talent to any space that Absolutely. They are a part of. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to speak on the marketing, you know, the military life can be your marketing goal, because
people don't even realize how easy it is to generate revenue just off of their military story. And that's what I do for a lot of the influencers that I work with and a lot of the clients I work with is like they want to work with people that are telling their story and putting their brand out there and sharing their voice. And so I think it's really important that and there's no other conference specifically like this. Like there's no conference that's like just about creators. You know, a lot of them mix entrepreneurship and business. And I feel like some of that can like wash out the other, which can get confusing sometimes. And that's why like my summit, we focus on military spouse entrepreneurship because that is what I focus on. I'm not going to be out here talking about career development and, you know, all these other topics that don't have to do with entrepreneurship or the military spouse. So I really love that part of it. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it and be invited. And I just thank you. And I'm glad we met. And I'm part of the
week. Well, I feel like I've known you for so long now. It really hasn't been that long. It's been like a year or something.
Yeah. We met at that Pod Fest.
Right? No, was that a year and a half ago? Year?
No, it was like, no, I think we met before that at another event.
Yeah, we did. I think it's been a little bit, but I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I just feel like it's been a really long time and because I feel very close to you and I resonate with you so much. So I'm really grateful to you. Thank you for saying all the great things you did. I really do believe that you're a visionary and that you're bringing so much to the table to Military Creator Con in terms of creative process and how to think outside the box. Because and just to me, it's about iterating. It's like, just do it. Move forward. Try it. Failure is always something that you fall forward into to me. And we've talked about this. I know you believe that way. It's like, you're not going to grow unless you have little failures along the way. And they're really, what's the big deal? Yeah. I made a mistake. Right. It is, you know, so I'm going to kill you. Let's move on and do something else. just really appreciative of you and can't wait to hear you speak. I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be in the room. So I hope everybody else will come and be in the room. So we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me. Excited to support you guys for the Military Creator Con.
Thank you.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Ready to execute. Roger.